Well, everyone's favourite segment at 2SER, the Reports Officially Show. It's Lolly Lowdown. We try lollies. We'll let you know if they're good, let you know if they're bad. Hey, we got Tash, we got Josh in the stew. What's going on?
Hey, yo. I'm really disappointed that I missed last week. The ice cream flavoured chips.
Yeah, they were, you know what? I mean, Josh, they were sort of...
Were they a little bit like too much hype?
They were genuinely overrated. Genuinely tasty, but too much hype, I would have thought.
What's ice cream flavoured after all? We couldn't really work it out. It was like a lot of like vanilla
essence. What do you mean what's ice cream flavoured? Are you guys nuts?
I don't know. Like, what is it? It's hard to define.
It's creamy.
Yeah.
So how do you make chips creamy? I guess that's...
It
that's
tasted like a waffle cone.
So they missed the mark.
If they wanted to make it taste like an ice cream cone, then sure, they sort of got it. But I don't know. This is interesting, though, because this week we have another ice cream-flavoured confectionery. You can hear this. These are like some pills from America. They look like pills. And they... we've got different flavours on the back.
I think these are very famous in America.
Really? Yeah, if only Jake was here. He's at home looking after his dog, though, so shout out to him right now. We've got vanilla ice cream flavour. Uh-oh, this could be, if it doesn't live up to the hype, I'll be angry. Chocolate fudge, banana split flavour, crushed pineapple flavour, cherry on top, and caramel drizzle.
If these are bad, I will be really disappointed.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because these flavours are popping. They sound hectic.
Do you want to know what I reckon? I reckon it's just going to taste like medicine.
Oh, not again. Flavoured medicine flavoured.
They haven't seemed to hit the mark ever. I'm going to take one of each. So I got a pineapple, the cherry on top. This is the vanilla flavour, I would assume. Let's find a chocolate one. Chocolate flavoured lolly, I'm skeptical about.
Yeah. Did you ever try those gummy ones? The gummy chocolate flavoured.
Are they the babies?
I think, the babies.
They taste like chocolate. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, they don't taste like chocolate. They taste weird.
I don't know if I have a caramel. I don't think I have a caramel one. Here we go. Come on. So
there's a lot of flavours.
There's a lot of stuff to try. And these are basically sort of lolly looking.
So they're Mike and Ike's, which is super, I feel like, super popular. I hear it all the time in American movies.
Really?
Yeah. And TV shows.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this caramel one tastes like caramel. Good start. It's a weird texture, but it does taste like caramel.
So Josh did a good job?
Yeah.
Do I get a job now?
This is literally the only benchmark to me. That's all right. This is vanilla. Vanilla ice cream.
Okay, wow. I'm keen to try the vanilla.
Doesn't taste like anything. Tastes like a jelly bean that's got nothing in it.
Tastes like vanilla.
Maybe it's because I ate the caramel one.
You know what it tastes like? Tastes like a milk bottle.
Oh, you reckon?
Nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love milk bottles.
I'm not getting anything from that.
Have you tried the chocolate yet?
I'm about to. Here we go. What compelling radio this is. To a CR. It tastes like the babies.
This does.
That's I reckon it tastes better, though.
Really?
Yeah, the chocolate one. Not too bad. Like, it's hard to get it right, a chocolate-flavoured lolly.
Yeah, just have chocolate in there.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you just not
have tastes like fudge,
the real deal?
What's this, cherry?
I think cherry's going to taste like medicine.
Yeah, cherry's tough. It
smells like medicine. It smells like American medicine, you know?
You know what? These flavours are really good, but they're really hard to chew.
Yeah, I'm just like pulling this apart and I can't even pull it apart.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's hard, but then it's very chewy. Like.
Yeah. Mm. Cherry's disgusting.
Cherry tastes like bad.
if bad had a flavour.
And what's this? Pineapple.
Smells what was the caramel one like?
They're so hard to chew.
I know.
Caramel was good.
They're quite difficult to chew.
I've just been betrayed too much in the past by America and their lollies. Not America as a whole, just the lollies.
Caramel.
Yeah.
That is where it's at.
I think the caramel...
That's my favourite.
That was my favourite one. And I didn't... The vanilla one, I didn't really get anything from, so I'd say caramel's winning.
Do you know what? I actually hate caramel. Like,
really?
Anything caramel-flavoured, don't rate it at all. I think it's super overrated. One of my friends absolutely loves caramel. So whenever we go out, I'll just get the chocolate stuff and they'll get the caramel.
Really?
And they're just really surprised that I don't like caramel. It's overrated. Salted caramel, peanut butter and caramel. Get over it. It's not even that good.
I think peanut butter is overrated.
I'm here for the controversy. I'm gonna tell the truth. That's what I think.
That doesn't taste like anything. The vanilla one, I'm having it again. You are wrong.
Okay, only in this instance. This is the only instance that I really like this caramel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So normally, we've got these, there's a weird texture inside these. It's almost like a...
I feel like it's going to rip my tooth off as I'm chewing into it.
It's like industrial glue is the lolly, and it just has a casing of flavour on it. God, and people love this stuff. There's lots of different additions, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, apparently.
How could you eat this with a straight face? Hey, Mum. Like, yeah.
Do we reckon they're Sunday flavoured, though? Like, it says they're Sunday sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Just like...
Hell no.
No, they're missing banana.
Yeah, they're missing a lot of stuff. If I close my eyes, I wouldn't be like... Where's the whipped cream flavour, man?
Mm, do you know what we should do?
Mm.
Off air, you should put all of the flavours in your mouth and see how it tastes.
Yeah, it should theoretically taste perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we should get people to close their eyes and tell them how good an ice cream flavoured pill or something, which will be a very weird proposition, but, you know, I want to try out an experiment.
Appearance,
look, great packaging. You've got a, like a millennial sort of blue on there.
Millennial blue.
Got a mad ice cream sort of graphic, cool fonts on there. Very eye-catching. I do like that. In terms of lolly itself, it looks like...
it looks like a bullet.
Looks like a micro-penis. Do you know what I mean? That sort of like just...
But at least they're colourful.
Weird, munted shape.
God.
That's what I think it might look like. Just like they're not quite a perfect shape. Do you know what I mean? Like they're, yeah. Is that like accurate though? Am I wrong?
You know what? I've never had the experience of seeing one, so I couldn't tell you.
That's right. My personal. Just kidding. Not really. I'm just guessing. I don't know because it looks. This especially this one's like.
It just they. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of licorice bullets, but just miniature.
Mm. Yeah, right. That's a similar thing,
yep.
Isn't it? Yeah. Irregularity in the shape. I'm having the caramel one again.
The caramel one's nice. Pumping. Yeah. With taste.
If there's, how many are there on the back?
There's six.
So I only thought one of them I'd go back for.
Maybe the vanilla one. Oh, there is banana.
Oh.
Oh, we totally missed the banana.
Oh, whoops. yeah, I don't know, man. Like... I think...
Yeah, caramel is probably the best
there's
one.
There's more disappointment than, oh, yeah, this is good in there. So, yeah, look, I'll go like a... The caramel was good. Some of them are okay. I'd go like a 4,
yeah,
5.
I reckon I'd go like a 4.5.
If it was just the caramel ones, I probably would be a bit more forgiving. But no thanks, Mike and Ike.
Yeah, there's probably like not enough flavour in there, like in the little boots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the texture of them is really gross, and like eating them is quite a task.
Do you think Mike and Ike are two people?
Brothers, surely.
Maybe
Mike and Ike.
Yeah,
surely.
But why would you?
But why would you call one of your sons Ike?
What's that short for?
Mike.
Is it short for Mike? Like Ikerson? I just don't know what's going on.
Ikerson.
Like yeah. All right, and then marketability. I think it's got a great potential.
Yep.
I'd go like an 8 or 9, but if you just get the... It's all these guys have the idea down pat. It's like when stupid people come up to you and they're like, I've got a great idea for an app. Well, all right, smart ass, why don't you go and make it? No. Well, yeah, exactly, that's what I thought. You know, and people will be like, oh, this is always going to be awesome, and it looks like it's a great concept, and then you just can't actually manifest it into reality.
Mm.
God, I hate people that try to tell you, I've got a great idea for an app, trust me. And they think they're so smart.
Everyone's got great ideas.
Yeah, I could come up with an idea for an invention. Doesn't mean I can actually make it, you know? Like, I'd be like, oh, wouldn't it be great if, you could build a robot that could dress you? Like, just something like that. And then I'll be like, oh, wow, man, that's such a good idea. Well, yeah, that anyone can make up anything, you know? Like, I'm going to make an app for, it's like Uber for lollies. Like, all right.
That's actually a great idea. let's get on that.
Yeah, let's get on that.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to all the app designers out there. Just keep your idea to yourself until you actually have some kind of... Or it's like people that, they just have this idea and they're like, oh, they'll come up to me all the time and be like, man, can you help me do some like voiceover? Can you help me film it? Like, you're a creative guy, right? I'm like, yeah, well... Have you thought about maybe just the design of the app or anything? Like, what about that? You know, oh no, we want to pump it out. Like, yeah, marketing's one thing, but it's like telling people you've got whatever when you don't. You know,